ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rum and Regret Podcast. I am Andy Drake.
Johanna Myers.
Nate Tassie, and we drink and we know things.
It is Wednesday, June 14th, and welcome back. We took a little hiatus because one of us had to level up.
Vacation time.
Joseph, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
How was the desert trip?
Desert trip was great. Very nice. Relaxing, very chill.
Good.
But half the people that usually go, so it was a very calm.
Oh, cool.
Chill, lazy trip, which was nice.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. Good. Excellent. Yep. Excellent. It's good to see you guys. It's good to be back. We're going to be talking. We're just going to catch up with our segments, and then we might have some future talk, what we're looking forward to this summer, because so many trailers have dropped since we've last talked. Game trailers, show trailers, movie trailers, and I've caught up in a bunch of stuff. And let's just chat and have fun. So without further ado, Joe, how's the Horror Corner looking?
Good. You actually gave me some homework that I did. Influencer on Shudder.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
So watch that. That is a good, wholesome horror movie.
Right.
That was refreshing and fun.
Yeah.
And in true Joe fashion, I totally sided with the bad guy.
Right. No. Absolutely. And I forget the actress's name, but she's been in a couple things, but she has the full on cheek birthmark, dark birthmark on her cheek. And I mean, but she is a gorgeous girl. almost Nate brunette.
I don't know if I want to go with you on this trip here. What's going on?
No. Anyway, it's a great movie. I love it. Was just sort of out of nowhere. And again, I kind of read the reviews on Shudder with a little bit of a grain of salt, because it seems to get like five skull bombed, I guess, with great movie, you know, super great, super original, blah 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 blah, right? But then I'm also part of a Shudder horror fans on Facebook group. And they were tooting this movie as well. So I'm just like, you know what? Then these guys have pretty good taste. So this was just sort of came out of nowhere. And I love the premise, and you know, the birthmark worked with the story and everything. So I thought it was, and I loved how she disposed of the influencers. I thought that was really good. I'm not going to say too much there, but man, it's a solid watch. Like there weren't any points in the movie where I got like bored or I needed to, you know, like I needed to stop or anything. Like it was a solid watch. Did you feel the same way, Joe?
Yeah, it was pretty solid. I mean, there was a few, like it was predictable, but in that way that's like, you kind of enjoy it because it's like, okay, it's not trying to reinvent the wheel. It's just,
right.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
And yeah. And also, you know, just like from the very like first 5 minutes, I'm like, oh, please tell me it's just going to be kill these bitches.
Like, right. Yeah.
Kill these fake blonde bitches.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Give it a good like 6-7 out of 10, you know?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. It's a good 6.5 side kittens for sure. Yeah. What else? Horror Corner.
So saw the trailer for movie Cobweb that's coming out on July 21st with Lizzie Kaplan and Homelander.
Oh, so,
nice. And yeah, I want to see it. It's a basic, you know, they're a couple with a like elementary school age child, and you know, move into an old creepy house. Kid hears creepy things. They don't listen to the kid, but it seems like there might be a twist of like, wait, they actually might know what's going on in the creepy house and aren't listening to the kid on purpose.
Oh, all right.
But yeah, it's so funny because like I just can't trust Anthony Starr in anything now, because every right. time I see him, I'm just like, Homelander.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, looking forward yeah. to that. Terrifier 3 is going to have a theatrical release.
Yes.
So we can go see Terrifier 3 in theaters.
Yes.
Yay. Oh, and also, speaking of, Lauren Lavera, who played Sienna in Terrifier 2, has a birthday today. So happy birthday to her.
Oh, yeah.
And that's my short and sweet horror corner.
Nice. Excellent. Okay. We'll move into my segment, which I'm proud to say has a new name. formerly the streaming service selection of the week, formerly shit you need to be watching or shit you need to watch, now just rebranded the R&R watch list.
I like it.
A little presumptuous, yeah. But yeah, go for it.
It's short, it's simple, it works. So, anyways, quite Andy's a bit. Andy's
watch list, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Andy's.
Has he watch ever steered list. You wrong? Come on.
I mean, not recently. But.
Usually, I'm the one that steers you wrong.
This is also true. Yeah.
I will go by service this time. So, first service, Apple TV. We got the Ted Lasso finale, which, man, it just hit like that show. I mean, literally just hits every emotional nerve in your body and just like, you know, kind of just makes you want to be a better person in general. And that finale did not disappoint in any way, shape or form. When the credits rolled, it was. You know, I just bummed that it was over, but I love where they left it. I thought it's one of those series that will just be sort of remembered and revered. If they decide to spin off, make it a sort of clear and decisive spin off. Don't, you know, don't muddy the water that this has provided. Nate, did you get to watch the finale?
I did actually watched it with Annie. We had started watching it together. So we actually were delayed for a bit. But then we watched it together on our way back from the city. And it was really good. Crying and all kinds of stuff. The writing is just, it's perfect.
It's just incredible. Incredible. Yeah. I mean, Joe, do you have Apple TV?
No.
Okay. We'll talk about that off cast. the second series that we're getting through on Apple TV Plus, Silo. I talked about this last time. This is a future, a sort of dystopian future where the population of the Earth lives in a silo, and how high you live in the silo is basically your sort of importance in the pecking order of things. And as everything goes, there's a sort of a memory lapse of how people got in the silo. So nobody really knows how they got there or what happened to the outside to do it. A lot of this stuff happens in the first episode. So I'm not really giving anything away, but if you want to leave the silo, you can, you're allowed. If you ask to leave, you can go, and you go out and there are cameras that show the outside, and the outside is all barren and apparently the air is poisonous and everything. So when you ask to go outside, they put you in this little sort of spacesuit, but they ask you to clean, which when you look at the monitors, it's all dusty, right? And so you go out and you clean the monitors so people can see better of what's going on outside. Obviously, there not everything is as it seems. It's a fantastic fucking show so far. So if you guys have a chance, check it out because it's amazing. It just got renewed for season 2 today. So it is very cool. Tim Robbins is in it, Rebecca Ferguson, and it's her. Yeah, and she's the main in this, so it's so, really great. Yeah. All right, moving on to Showtime. Yellow Jackets season 2 finale just hit. This show again is just on another level. The music, because you're switching between two different points in time, the late 90s versus now. So you have young actresses playing the same versions with older actresses, and it's just amazing the continuity between the characters, just how well this is written. The soundtrack of this show puts you exactly where you need to be. If you're in the 90s, you know you're in the 90s because you get all of those great, all that great 90s music there. But if you're in the 2020s, you get this music as well. And but again, it's, dude, the mystery again surrounding sort of the time periods of what happened and how the characters that were then that are still alive or here now are just fantastic. And dude, everybody hits it out of the park. Yeah, you guys got to watch this. So Yellow Jackets, man, two very solid seasons. We are getting a season 3, but obviously with the writer's strike that has been delayed. So with everything else. Now, my favorite meme of the last month was HBO Max is now just Max. Your move, Peacock. Right. So with that, I will move on to the cock. The Mrs. Davis finale also came during our month off. And man, this is such a great show. So if you guys have a chance to watch this is another sort of weird future show, but it's a weird kind of now future show. So it's like an offshoot of stuff happened to get us to a different point where an AI has essentially befriended the world. And people kind of serve the AI through their devices, right? But there is a nun played by Betty Gilpin who doesn't sort of drink the Kool-Aid, but gets put on a quest to find the Holy Grail. And like the twists and turns in the show, it's so fantastical that it's just such a great show. And it ended up the finale, like we normally say on this podcast, really tied the fucking room together. It's such a great show. So if you have the cock, watch Mrs. Davis on it.
Mrs. Davis on the cock.
Mrs. Davis on the cock. How many times can I say that during the show? If you want, and if you love Betty Gilpin, Betty Gilpin was also in Glow. If you guys haven't watched the movie The Hunt yet, which is also on the cock, watch that as well, because that is, it is such a great movie. Betty Gilpin is a badass in it. It is essentially people are invited to this town filled with rich people that like to hunt people for fun.
You have my attention.
Yeah. And it is, it's kind of horror corner adjacent, but it's more, you know, there's a good spot of gore in this, Joe. So I
think you just gave me more homework.
Homework for next time. Watch.
And I believe I do have the cock.
You should have it. If you don't, I can tell you how to get the cock.
I know how to find the cock.
Nate, are you talking?
I'm muted this whole time. Yeah, so all you have to do is make a phone call or get on your computer, and you can have the cock.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh Jesus. Perfect timing for me to remember that my 14-year-old daughter's boyfriend apparently listens to the podcast.
Oh, nice. Well, at least you're not saying it. I'm saying it. So
I just did. It's okay.
You know, that's okay. All right. Well, he's gonna learn a bunch of stuff. He already apparently knows it. What the hell?
You don't learn today.
Yeah. So moving on to Hulu, The Great season 3 has dropped. If you guys aren't watching this, you are missing out on just amazing, like Nicholas Holt. Just incredible.
Yeah, playing. Just talking about that. She loves that show.
Dude, at first I didn't think I was gonna like it. And it's Elle Fanning plays Catherine the Great. Right. You know, but it is the subtitle or the the subtext of The Great is an occasionally true story, but it is just such an over the top representation of Catherine's reign as as the queen. And it is, I mean, like, Nicholas Holt is on another level. Like, his obsession with food in this most likely got him the part in The Menu.
Really?
Because it's, and he's just so funny. And he actually, he plays sort of two different people in this too. Because he plays Peter the Great's son. But he also has a lookalike in case he needs certain things. So it's just, he's great in this. And again, season three, it is on par with the other two seasons. So if you guys haven't gotten into The Great yet, please do. With that, I will move on to Netflix. I don't know that if I talked about this last time or not. Shadow and Bone season two dropped. Did I talk about this last time?
Yeah, we talked
about it. Okay, so I won't spend too much time on this. But anyway, great second season. And definitely puts you in place for a third, which is nice. Jamie and I just finished watching a limited series called Florida Man. Have you guys heard about this?
Oh my gosh.
No. Is it what it sounds like?
Well, so they play to it. They play to that quite a bit, but it starts with a gangster's sort of a hitman that is going to Florida to investigate the gangster's girlfriend. The girlfriend's death, or she got out of town and he finds her dead. This is all in the first episode too, so I'm not giving anything away. It ends up becoming a treasure hunt at the end. And this was a really good series. Like, the first episode, it really does good to grab you, but then they really play off of the last sort of 3 or 4 minutes of the episode sends you in a different direction or provides that different perspective of events that have already happened to throw everything sort of on its, you know, do sort of a 180 of where you thought this was going. Clark Gregg, Nate, as you would know, as Agent Coulson, nice, directs a couple of episodes and he plays a sheriff, a police sheriff that is, has a really rough time throughout the series. So it's only 6 or 7 episodes. So if you guys have a chance, check that out. Quick watch, a lot of fun. The main guy in it was Choco from Domino. And then he was also the Bodhi in the updated. The hell was that movie? Point Break. So I don't know if you guys saw that one or not, but it wasn't worth it.
Hard pass.
You're right. The other big news for Netflix is that Black Mirror comes back tomorrow.
Yes.
And that trailer looked fantastic. We get Anna Murphy, Salma Hayek. Who else? I love Black Mirror. We've talked about Black Mirror before. I'm really excited to get into this with you, Joe, on some more corners.
Yeah, so, I can't wait.
Yeah, so that's going to be fantastic. And that's definitely going to watch those when they drop tomorrow.
Yeah, let's just make sure we note the time, 24/24, Salma Hayek
in the house. Yes, that's right. That's all we had to say, right? So that comes out this Thursday. Next, Paramount Plus, also coming out on Thursday, Star Trek Strange New Worlds. That's back, and yes.
So good.
The trailer for that looks so great. We got the live action Lower Decks crossover coming through. We get Carol Kane as the new engineer. Like, I mean, come on, like, this, I can't wait for this. So excited for this to drop, and can't wait. For last but not least, AMC is finally doubling down and expanding the Walking Dead universe. The main show stopped a couple of months ago, aired its final episode. Fear the Walking Dead is halfway through its final season right now, but now we're getting Dead City, which is a Maggie and Negan story that goes through them going to Manhattan.
Yes, yeah, spoiler, which, Maggie and Negan make it through The Walking Dead.
Well, if you've kept up with it, like my wife and I have, which is crazy, give us a medal for doing that. Yeah.
I think you might be the only people that have kept up with the show.
Right.
I came back to it. It actually did better after Fear of the Walking Dead was so much better than it was for a couple seasons. And then I kind of fell off it.
Yeah. And then, Daryl is getting his own show, which is, they're calling it Daryl Dixon. And then what was the other show that they're giving?
Hey, Daryl's still around. Yay.
Yeah. They're doing, they're going to tie up Rick's storyline as well. So Andrew Lincoln's coming back as Rick, and they're going to finish up what happened to him at the end of whatever season he disappeared on.
I heard they were going to do a Shane, like a prequel with Shane.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It'd be interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Can't really do it now though, because the actor's so older, but.
Right. Yeah. The other AMC news is that we are getting more, Immortal Universe shows. They're going to do a show centered directly around the Talamascan. Which sounds cool. And then I'm not sure what the other show they said that was going to be. But anyway, we're getting more Anne Rice-inspired TV, which is great. Bummer they had to recast Claudia, though. I really liked Claudia from the first season.
Yeah. Me too.
So,
did you see the rant that Nikki Black went on about that show?
No!
Oh, man, she hated it. And I called it out. I was like, really? Because we all loved it, especially the horror people. And she was just raging against it. I couldn't.
Oh, no way. I
tagged you in the comment. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I must have missed it.
But yeah, it was funny. It's like, what did you not like about it? And she just went off on this whole thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was good, though. I mean, she made some really good points, but it's like, okay. I know some people like Joe on the show is a purist for the books and she loved it. Like,
yeah.
So,
okay.
It just takes a little while to crack through the shell, I think. So,
yeah. All right. With that, that will end Andy's R&R watch list.
There you go. Brought to you by the A-Team. Sorry.
Damn it. It's gonna be the background music while you do your Marvel Minute now.
No, please don't. I'd rather not get the copyright struck or whatever.
Right. No. Yeah. Everything in my power not to have that as the opening music to this.
Right. So I guess it's my turn. Is that what we're saying?
That's what we're saying. It is your turn.
We need to remix that with the A-Team. That'd be great. let's see. So,
mashup action.
Mashup action. So, now that I'm not on my normal computer, this is going to be great. Disney stops production on major MCU Phase 5 show. So they shut down filming on Daredevil again. Because of the writer's strike. No kind of ETA. They stopped it once back in May and then again on last night, and then we'll see how long the writer's strike lasts. But yeah, they need to do what they need to do. I get it. So we don't know how long that's gonna get pushed out, but there's some really cool stuff coming in, news coming in about that show, so I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Bear with me here. I gotta go back. These are all links. And to go with that, Marvel just delayed 6 upcoming MCU movies. So Captain America New World Order was originally supposed to be the 3rd of May next year. Now it's pushing back to July.
Oh, wow.
Thunderbolts from July to December. Blade from September till February of the following year, 2025. God. Yeah, and so now we're way into 2025. Fantastic Four from February to May. Kang Dynasty from May to May the following year.
Oh, and then
Avengers Secret Wars tailing in at May 7th, 2027, if we're still alive.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, right. Awesome. Let's see. Good news, though. Marvel Studios officially moved up the release date for Deadpool 3 from November 8th to May 3rd next year.
Ooh. All right.
Obviously. But that's cool. It's a nice to get that a little early.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh my God. I have to go continue. These are all external links now. Let's see. So these are the all the rest of the Marvel stuff coming for the second half. In fact, I should save that because that can be part of our future stuff. So I'll wait on that one. So more Marvel stars in hot water. Apparently Namor was accused of sexual assault.
Yeah,
Tenacuerta. And apparently he came out finally. It looks like this happened a little while ago, but he came out with a response finally, talking about how a false and completely unsubstantiated accusation about me has spread like wildfire. I cannot let it go unchallenged any longer. About a year ago, they were in a relationship, completely consensual relationship, and they had a loving and warm and mutually supportive relationship. After it ended, then his ex-girlfriend apparently began to misrepresent their interactions, both privately and in front of mutual friends. Anyway, so hopefully nobody was sexually assaulted.
Yes.
The takeaway there. But it's an interesting timing with what happened recently.
Right.
So hopefully everything is good and all parties are perfectly okay. Yeah. Sorry, moving on. let's see. Oh, well, maybe not moving on. Kingpin's Vincent D'Onofrio issues death threat.
Character?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was it was a hard transition. Apologies. A very tough transition there. So he was at a con, actually.
He went on Gomer Pyle?
Yeah, right.
He was actually at a con, and a fan in a Spider-Man costume came up to get pictures, it looks like. So here we go. And a fan wearing a Spider-Man costume. Hi, my name is Steve. I'm a big fan of both you guys. This is with Vincent D'Onofrio and... okay, what's his name? Daredevil actor. Charlie. My brain isn't working. Never mind.
Charlie.
So anyway, those two
actors. Not going to work here anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So he comes up and he goes, hi, my name is Steve. Big fan of both you guys. And D'Onofrio goes, I'm going to get you someday, Spider-Man. Because the guy's wearing a Spider-Man costume.
Right.
And the fan goes, we'll see if it happens. And D'Onofrio goes, there may be a sea of people between us right now, but I'm going to get you, motherfucker. So, yeah, it was a fun... Kind of just random.
Is it Charlie Cox?
Context. Yes, Charlie Cox. Thank you.
Jesus okay. Christ. As much as I've said it this podcast, you'd think I'd know that.
Yeah. My brain refuses to work. Let's see. What else do we got here? I don't really care about 9 upcoming Spider-Man movies and spinoffs right now. This one I actually didn't read yet. Gross. I like this one. Every MCU cliffhanger that still needs to be resolved. I thought this was a great article. Number one, Doctor Strange's Mordo post-credit scene. It's at the end of the original Doctor Strange, right? Too many sorcerers. Yeah. He's supposed to go and start hunting him down or whatever. Nothing ever happened. Spider-Man Homecoming, the scorpion meets the vulture in the prison, and he's got the scorpion tattoo. Nothing's happened with that. I think that'll get paid off soon, though. White Vision from WandaVision.
Oh, right.
Is he just circling the planet? What's happening?
Yeah.
Falcon and Winter Soldier's reveal of Sharon Carter as the power broker. Big fucking evil chick now, apparently.
Oh, right.
And they never paid that off. Shang-Chi, Legend of the Ten Rings, the whole reveal at the end with the sister being the new crime boss and then also of the rings... talking somewhere into deep space, which I think will be the Marvels. The Eternals, any of it?
Yeah.
Giant creature in the middle of the ocean, and also the judgment of the other Eternals that are supposed to return to Earth and judge the planet or whatever.
Well, and Blade's supposed to pay into that as well, right?
Yeah, well,
the Dark Deadpool Blade, is supposed to
play into it too, because apparently the whole creature in the ocean is adamantium now. And that's how they're going to pull adamantium and then Wolverine into the MCU.
All right.
And it's going to end up being Genosis. I think they're going to make it. It's going to be an island eventually. That'll be the birthplace of the mutants and all that stuff. Okay. Let's see. What else? Yeah, Spider-Man No Way Home's amnesia ending at the end with him and Happy.
Oh, right.
We need some payoff there. Eddie Brock's symbiote post-credit scene from the same movie where he shows up.
Dude, funny aside, I did not realize that the bartender was Danny Rojas from Ted Lasso.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Let's see. So Doctor Strange, Multiverse, Clea post-credit scene. Obviously, they'll pay that off at some point.
Yeah.
Ted Lasso's.
Some of these movies just came out. So, yeah. Like.
Well, and Brett Goldstein's End of Love and Thunder.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Hercules. Yeah.
Jane Foster's Return. She-Hulk's reveal of Scar, Hulk's son, in the She-Hulk thing.
But a lot of this stuff just came out.
This is still things that are talking about that just need to be.
Yeah.
Wong breaking Blonsky out of prison in She-Hulk. That was great.
Yeah.
I'd love to see what happens with that. Yeah. And you're right. The rest of these are so new. It's like, what's the point? Anyway, so there's a bunch of stuff that needs to be tied up. Hopefully they can get to that sooner than later, but most likely later. Jason Schwartzman just made his Marvel debut and was amazing. He is the Spot in the Spider-Verse across the Spider-Verse 2 across the Spider-Verse, you know, the animated masterpiece. Yeah. So he's the main villain in that.
Okay.
Fucking fantastic. So I know this is Marvel kind of adjacent, but so Guardians of the Galaxy 3, I know you saw it, Andy, right?
Yeah.
Just didn't see it. Oh my God. It's good. It's very brutal and sad at times.
Yeah.
We cried several times. It was crazy. Yeah. I heard an amazing rumor that this is James Gunn as like Rocket and Marvel as the High Evolutionary, and it's a big fuck you to Marvel.
Oh yeah.
Like, yeah, you can't recreate this, right? You couldn't recreate the spark or whatever of Rocket, and then like, I don't need you at all.
Yeah.
Later. We'll talk about that later, I guess. It's really cool. But Across the Spider-Verse. So if you guys like the first one at all, which it's like, in my opinion, one of the best superhero movies ever made, easily the best Spider-Man movie ever made. This is better in every way. It's the only way it isn't better is the newness of it, but they do so much. There's one scene in this movie that apparently took 3 years to animate. There's so many different like spider people on screen through this one like chase scene. Mm-hmm. It'll blow your mind. And Emergency Awesome did a 53 or 58 minute
video
on all of the things you pull out of the movie, which is nuts.
Oh,
he never does that either.
Gravy,
yeah, it's fantastic to the point where, like, if the third one, because it's a first of a two-parter, right? If the third one is anywhere as good as the first two, I don't know how to put this other than just throw it out there. It has to be in the conversation of the best trilogies ever made.
Okay.
Just because of the way they expanded the story and the characters, regardless of the fact that it's animated and the technical thing that they pulled off. Like there's a character. So I was watching a video about this. So normally, like in normal animation, it's a one-to-one relationship, right? So every, I think it's like every second you get a frame or every millisecond you get a frame. I forget the relationship is. But to change it up a little bit, in the first Spider-Verse movie, they animated Miles on like a 1-to-2 relationship. And then in this new one, there's another character that moves differently because of his animation style. And they animated him on a 1-to-3 relationship with the rest of everything. So that's one of the reasons why, like, technically you're watching the Spider-Verse movie and there's different animation styles, but also technically different kinds of animation just seamlessly interacting
in
the world with each other. And it's fucking fantastic. Oh my God. It's so good. There's a giant twist at the end, which hopefully you guys haven't had spoiled for you, although it probably will be. But if you can't, you guys have got to see this movie any way you can, like kind of ASAP. It's fantastic. This hot nerd summer we're going through right now is not being kind to the movies in like the big theaters, because they're getting just pushed as fast, like as quickly as they can get turned. Because we saw Guardians, and then it was Spider-Verse, and then a week later it was Transformers, and now on Thursday it's The Flash. Like things are just getting, they're moving so quickly. So let's see, where was I with this?
You're talking Spider-Verse.
I was talking Spider-Verse, really fucking good. And and Schwartzman as the Spot is fantastic. And it's one of those things that you'd think it was a James Gunn kind of pull with that character, with that villain. And it plays perfectly.
Yeah.
I can't say enough good things about this movie. It's stellar. let's see. I don't think I have anything else for this specific segment. I do have some future stuff.
Okay. All right. Oh, and I just remembered one thing too. Joe, for the Horror Corner, I finally saw Willy's Wonderland.
Oh, yes.
Awesome. Oh, man. I want to say that that was on Hulu, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. Dude, Nate, any Nicolas Cage lover should watch Willy's Wonderland because it is a performance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't have a single line in the movie, does he?
Nope. He doesn't say a word in the whole thing.
Yeah. But he is so fantastically Nick Cage in this movie that you need to watch it. And I mean, and on that note, did you guys, I put this in the chat. I don't know if everybody got a chance to see it. The trailer for Sympathy for the Devil.
Oh yeah. Mm-mm. I did see that.
And Nicolas Cage is playing the devil.
Of course he is. Hot off the role of Dracula.
Right. Yeah. So, man, we are in a Nicolas Cage-a-sance, if you will.
Yeah. One of my
his world. We're just living in it.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
One of my friends on Facebook was like recommended The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And I had to throw in. I was like, okay, you got to see Willy's Wonderland if you're into Nick. Because he was like just going off about how like awesome Nick Cage was. And it's the most Nick Cage-ish movie ever.
Yeah.
I'm like, go watch Willy's Wonderland next.
I thought it was great. It's just again,
who doesn't love a Chuck E. Cheese that goes completely fucking AWOL?
I know, right? It's a premise that's so out there, and I just thought it was good.
You mean the child casinos?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The Mecca rats.
Come on, we've all thought about Chuck E. Cheese going unhinged and killing everybody in the place.
Well, I've had nightmares about Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
That was
Man, the old animatronics of Chuck E. Cheese were terrifying. The stuff of nightmares.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. But yeah, giant no,
this Teddy Ruxpin has been beaten and abused.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, and I mean, and that just kind of leads me into the trailer for Sympathy for the Devil. Nate, when you get a chance, check this out, because it looks again, it seems to a lot of his, you know, a lot of his latest movies, he's just playing fantastically into that character, but he doesn't necessarily seem as silly as he is normally. Like he's playing more devil than he is Cage a little bit.
It gives me Castor Troy vibes a little bit.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah.
Castor Troy is more Cage than we thought, I think.
Yeah, I know, right?
Especially after the last movie, Unbearable Weight, man.
It's stellar. So, yeah. So anyway, that was my first poll. Nate, what's one of the things on your future list here?
Oh man, the list is long and distinguished.
Hey, like Mike Johnson. I've got
it broken down between games, movies, and TV. Which one do you want first?
Let's go for games.
Okay, Mortal Kombat, obviously.
Hey! That's gonna
be great. Yeah, of course.
I haven't played Street Fighter yet, but it's apparently amazing.
So I played the live hub. I was in the live beta for a little bit. Nice. And actually had some success, which was crazy. And then
funny enough,
I went through the first part of the little training storyline, which was good. And I auto generated possibly the worst looking character ever.
Oh my God. Please put that in the show notes. I want to see.
Okay.
This.
Yeah. Cause I wanted to get through and just started playing, and he's got like half male features, half female features, like weird, like bulgy cheeks. And it was just like, when he talked, it was so cringe. It was just like, it was so bad, but I just wanted to play the game. But man, it's good. Like I didn't buy the game yet. I say yet, cause I might, because I had a lot of fun playing both the online hub and beta, which the online hub is just incredible.
Hmm.
But even the top of the storyline that started the training was a lot of fun and a lot of great. And just The controls, the moves are still the same, which is great. So all my old moves, like when I was playing Ken and Ken worked.
Yeah, your button mashing worked.
Yeah. The muscle right. memory is still there.
Yeah. I could throw a fireball. I could throw the nice. Super uppercut. I could there even do Ken's reverse kick. So,
oh, yeah. Man.
But fucking Mortal Kombat. You said Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I did say Mortal Kombat.
Sorry. Dude, that trailer, the reveal trailer, first off, was like animated movie level quality, like amazingness.
Yeah.
Right? Great reveals in that trailer. And then the fucking gameplay trailer. Not only does the combat look good, even the cameo characters look like it fits in and the mechanic looks great.
Right.
But the fucking backgrounds are gorgeous.
Yeah, everything looks like it's been turned up for sure. It's interesting they're choosing to go back to one at this point, because would have been 12, I mean, right?
The storyline of 11, which was the last one, reboot the DLC sort of rebooted the universe.
Right.
You know?
That makes sense. So, good timing.
Right. Yeah. And so, I mean, and we're not, I mean, if you didn't play, you didn't play, and you're probably not going to play, but Liu Kang becomes the god.
Right.
And Raiden has to sort of give up his powers and whatnot. But so Liu Kang creates a new timeline but is still the god. So, yeah. And Ed Boon confirmed this when he was at the Game Fest or Game Thing or anyway. So, yes.
Game Singer, is that what
it was? Yeah, what? But Game when they Singer. did the gameplay reveal, the 4-minute gameplay reveal, which is fucking ridiculous, by the way. Sub-Zero and Scorpion are brothers in this, and they're fighting towards a goal, right? And then Melina's not a clone. She's got a disease which made her all chompy and stuff. So
you're all chompy like a zombie thing.
Yeah. So they're playing with, and then yeah, and then during the fighting reveal, like Kenshi's not blind. Like he's got the, he's in a suit and like living large, like in some like crazy, like on a lake apartment and stuff like that, which is just nuts. But dude, the gameplay looks ridiculous. Everything just looks so good. It seems like it's just going to be a fucking home run. Joe, did you watch this at all?
I did. But I need to watch it again because I'm kind of fuzzy about it. But I mean, Mortal Kombat's always like day one purchase for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
When does it come out? I need to actually put it in. It
comes out in September.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I got
Nate, I've completely hijacked your segment. What did you think of the fucking Mortal Kombat
trailer? I thought it was great. I'm excited to play it. It'll be cool if we can play online and like broadcast shit on Twitch. That'd be fun.
Oh, we gotta
get that Earn Regret thing going.
Yeah.
But there are other games on the list, so let me get through them.
Yeah, let's
not many. There's only a handful more. So Baldur's Gate 3 is finally launching after like 3 years of early access.
Oh, nice.
It looks amazing. It's a major callback to the old D&D turn-based RPGs with a completely new facelift, and it uses the new or the current 5e systems. And it looks like almost everything that's in the source book is actually in the game, which is a crazy undertaking. And apparently they have Baldur's Gate is just one big living city. There's no loading at all in this gigantic city. So,
whoa. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what happens with it.
Yeah.
I just watched a dev diary on it and it looks really cool. And so I supported that super early because it's just been, I played all the games and all the games that really inspired it from back in the day. And this is Larian Studios. That has done a couple other things that are not quite this big, but pretty close, and it's taken a while, but they've done a lot, so I'm excited to actually play that for real. What else? Aliens Dark Descent is coming, so another squad based alien shooter for that ass. I'm excited for that. It looks fun. Starfield obviously is the big one. Skyrim in space. And then I'm so excited for this. It's like I can't afford it, but I might get like the new Xbox or some kind of Xbox something, like, so I could play this game. Apparently it's it's a locked 30 frames per second for Xbox consoles, which I'm so confused by that.
Yeah.
I guess they want to get, I don't know, they want to get a certain FPS and that's it, because it does not, it's not a good look for what's supposed to be like a genre defining game to not run at like a much higher resolution rate or frame rate on the next gen, current gen system. So
yeah,
we'll see. I think I can play it for free on Game Pass with my old Xbox, but I'm sure it's not going to look as good. But if it's any, if the early reviews and the releases that they showed just recently here on the Summer Games Fest are to be believed, it's fantastic. So
yeah, I saw the Fable reveal.
I did too. That was fun.
Yeah. And that was the one game that made me purchase an Xbox.
No.
Because it was only so I haven't told Jamie about it yet because that was her game.
I know.
So I'm going to wait to reveal it to her to see if I need to go get an Xbox.
It's a little different.
Yeah, it is. You know,
the other stuff, the reveal was great.
Right. Yeah.
Let's see, what else do I have? Marvel Spider-Man 2 is coming out this year.
Oh, that's right.
Be super cool. Apparently, you can switch freely between Miles and Peter. In the game, and Kraven the Hunter is the big bad in this, which lines up pretty closely to Kraven the Hunter the movie that's coming out.
I saw the video game trailer. Yeah, that looked good.
It does look really good. And then I guess in December we're getting an open world Avatar Frontiers of Pandora game, which could potentially be the cheesiest thing I've ever seen. Sure.
Right.
But it's going to look really good. So movie wasn't great, but it looked amazing. So
by the way, Way of Water is on Max right now.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
On the Max. It's also on Disney Plus and something else.
But not the cock.
I think.
No, it's not on the cock.
Many cocks in Avatar, but not on. Okay. Sorry. moving on. Moving on. Movies. So we got some.
One second. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about Now. And
now?
What's
now?
Happening now? Or what's happening
when?
Now?
When did that happen? Just now.
Just now.
Where
what will then be now?
Soon.
You're playing Diablo 4.
Oh my God. This game has taken over my life. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me.
Okay.
I don't sleep. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did not play 3. I played 2 like it was my lifeblood.
Yeah. Good.
Tell me about Diablo 4.
Yeah, 3 was a mess. It ended up in a really good spot. It's still crazy popular.
Yeah.
Diablo 4 is fantastic. It really kind of brings you back to the super dark, gritty horror of the first one and the second one kind of put together. The third one was a little brighter, and as much as brighter as a Diablo game can be. They really kind of, the story's amazing. The animations, like the cutscenes are, there's one specific cutscene that's probably the best video game cutscene I've ever seen, with the exception of maybe like a StarCraft kind of cutscene.
Oh, sure.
Or something from 40K. It's insane.
Yeah.
The storyline's really good. The campaign's fun. But it's meant to be an end game kind of, it's kind of a live service game. It has a battle pass and all that.
Yeah.
Which I don't like. However, game is kind of perfect for that model, where new areas to explore, new creatures, new demons to fight, new classes, new all the stuff you can do with Diablo. It's really good. I started playing a game with my old clan, and we've been kind of just trying to power level through. We went through the story pretty fast, and now we're powering through like some of the post-game tiers to get to the end game content, where all the juicy drops are and the big bosses and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But there's like world events. This is the first Diablo game where you've actually had other people in your same instance. So
got it.
You'll come across the PvP. Actually, there's certain regions where you can go and do player versus player activity, which is really fun.
That's nuts.
What's crazy is that this game, the betas were super popular, crashed the servers. PC launch was almost flawless. Console launch was pretty good in general for the pre-order people. But then when they GA'd that, things started falling apart. But I think the longest the servers have been down was like 3 or 4 hours maybe at a time, which is kind of unheard of with the game that this is this big in this day and age.
Yeah.
Where every live service game, every game that you have to have an internet connection to, suffers from major issues.
Right.
But the game is really good. It's completely finished. It has end game from the beginning. You can play it with up to four players at one time. Like we should totally play this. It's really fun.
Yeah.
There's I want to say that Blizzard is working on a partnership with Microsoft right now. Obviously, they're trying to acquire that. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. We'll silence those Windows notifications.
Is it something you could potentially play single player?
Yes, 100%. I played most of it single player.
Okay.
Yeah, even the end game stuff you can do single player. It's just you're encouraged to play with other people.
Right.
Because it gets really fucking hard.
People.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, right. You don't like us either, but we could all play is the point.
Yeah.
Completely. So what's cool, what's really cool about it.
Oh, I like you guys just fine.
They find just enough to spend an hour every other Tuesday. There's a, they did a really good job with this game though. And hopefully this gets kind of disseminated widely across the video game landscape is that it's cross platform, but also cross progression save. So like if Addie's watching TV in the living room, I could play my same saved game from the PS5 on the PS4 that I still have.
Oh, that's crazy.
So it's cross version, cross platform. You could play it on PC. You could put it on your Switch or your portable, whatever laptop, or your, you can even play it on your phone. I played it remote play on my phone, which was crazy. Yeah. So it's fantastic. It's a time machine. Beware.
Nice.
Yeah, really good. Normally, I'm a sorcerer main, decided to play the druid. And what's cool about this game, too, is they the way they redid the skill trees. You can have a character type like the druid, which I picked, but there's like 10 viable ways to build it. So you like an upfront bruiser, you could turn into a werewolf or a werebear and focus on that stuff. Or you could be like a distance lightning channeler caster type guy with wolves as pets and stuff like that. That's just that one class. And there's like barbarian, necromancer, rogue, sorcerer, and druid. And they're all fantastic. So, we're having a blast with that. That was it. I think you called me back to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Joe, what do you have anything you're looking forward to?
So obviously, Mortal Kombat and, Fable. I do want to dip a toe into Diablo. I've never played it before. So a friend of mine loves it. And so I'm like,
there's couch co-op too.
Things I'm really looking forward to, already dropped, but, Tears of the Kingdom. I'm replaying Breath of the Wild right now because I never finished it. And when I picked it up again, I was like, I'm so lost. I forgot exactly what I'm doing. So just start over.
There you go. Get a freshie.
So, once I'm done with Breath of the Wild, I'll be picking up Tears of the Kingdom and going through that. So Amnesia, the horror trilogy, is coming out with a new game called The Bunker.
Okay.
Which I will be picking up and checking out because those are the creepiest games I've ever played in my life.
Yeah.
And if you guys ever played Super Meat Boy.
Yes.
So they finally came out with a sequel, Dr. Fetus's Mean Meat Machine.
Yes.
So I cannot wait for this.
Oh,
like my Johnson.
Name.
Dr. Fetus.
What a great name.
Wait, say the name again.
Dr. Fetus's Mean Meat Machine. So, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a similar kind of puzzle.
Oh, man.
Pixelated, puzzle-based, fun.
Nice.
You know, speed run kind of a game, but yeah.
Awesome.
I'm so there for that. So, yeah, those are the video games that I'm looking forward to.
Okay. Nice. Great. Nate, let's go into your movie list.
Okay, movie list. So in the near term, we got The Flash.
Which I get to see on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I can't wait. That's tomorrow. Fuck. Okay.
Yeah. Are you seeing it tomorrow?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Addie and her best friend Megan, and then Annie and I, we're all going.
Okay.
To the veranda. What else we've got coming up? Indiana Jones, Dial of Destiny. God, he's so old. I hope this is better than the last movie.
Right.
it has some potential to be amazing. It also could be pretty cringy, but the early reviews are kind of panning it. But yeah. I'm excited. I'm going to go see it anyway.
It's hard for me, man, because that the slowed down, like heavy hitting orchestral version of the theme,
yeah,
just fucking kills me every time I hear it. And when we went and saw Guardians, they played the trailer before, and it was like, it's just da, 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 da. Like you're just like,
yeah. It's like I appreciate the emphasis, but I know. It's on the wrong syllable.
Okay. Yeah, but still, I mean, but it's still like there's it just resonates in my soul. Like yeah. I everything in my being is telling me not to see the movie, but like I need to see the movie because of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%. Let's see, what else do I have coming up here? Oppenheimer, which has been in every movie preview we've seen
for
the last few months. That looks insane.
Yeah.
Funny enough, the Barbie movie. I think it's going to be hilarious. Oh, man.
That, I want to see that so bad.
Yeah, it looks brilliant.
Just on the full irony level. Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem animated movie that's coming out, actually written by Eastman and Laird, who created TMNT. And it's supposed to be super dark, like the graphic novels. So I'm excited.
Ooh, cool.
That could be fun. Gran Turismo, which apparently is based on a real story where they had a video game competition to find the best video game F1 driver, and he ended up racing in the circuit. So David Harbour is the hard-nosed like chief of the team who doesn't think that the wimpy video game guy can make it because these guys are athletes and stuff, which they are, obviously. But
real quick, Nate, did you see David Harbour's sports vignettes as the hockey special effects guy?
Yeah, I did. Some of the best commercial work you've ever seen. Yeah.
Really good. Man. Okay.
Tangent Force aside. Let's see. What else do I have on here? Blue Beetle, which is fun. It has Cobra Kai.
What's
his name? Main dude from Cobra Kai.
Trollo.
Yes, good job. It looks fantastic, and George Lopez does. As the mullet wearing like uncle, wise uncle. I'm
here
for 1,000%.
Oh yeah,
It looks great. So
yeah,
The effects look really fun too. So we'll see what happens with that. This is way past the summertime, but Dune Part 2 is November, I believe.
Yeah,
that's gonna be really good. The previews they show for that in the theaters recently are fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
What else? The Marvels is coming out too. I'm excited for that. I'll see what they actually do with another Marvel movie, which they haven't really bring us back to the original crew in a bit.
Right.
What do we have? December 20th is a bananas day because you've got Ghostbusters Afterlife 2 and Aquaman the Lost Kingdom on the same day.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So
yeah,
Eddie can't believe it. Hello, darling.
Yeah.
And that's my
movie list. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, they just released the logo for that movie, which is a frozen over Ghostbusters logo, which is cool. So I think that's really neat. I can't wait to see a trailer for that. And I think that's going to be cool.
Yeah. So there's a Twitter flurry about that. Like hell freezes over, people making up their own taglines to it. So I'm excited.
I just recently rewatched Afterlife, and that movie's so goddamn good. So good.
Yeah.
Real quick, of just things that I'm looking forward to here. They released some images. Anthony Mackie and Twisted Metal. Did you guys see these?
No, I didn't.
Oh man, this looks good.
No, it doesn't. It looks really bad. We'll see.
I want to give it a chance.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give it a chance. I kind of want to see what's going on there.
One in a million. So you're saying there's a chance?
So you're telling me there's a chance? And then second, I mean, this is just sort of way down the list of the stuff that you've mentioned, Nate, but Netflix is doing another Bird Box movie, Bird Box Barcelona.
Really?
I'm kind of interested to see this. I'm kind of interested to see where it goes and how they sort of expand on this. And I kind of want to watch the first one again just to see if I can remember everything that happened, because yeah, I have a was
fun.
Yeah, it was. So yeah. So that's
what's the name of the new one?
Bird Box Barcelona.
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 Bird Box Barcelona. Okay. Barcelona.
What's that from?
Barcelona.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
No, that's it's from something. It, I forget, dude. That pronunciation is from something. I forget.
It's from Barcelona. That's how they.
Right. Yeah, that's how they say it. Yeah.
It's from something. Yes, from that's something. How they say it.
Right. Yeah.
All right, I got some TV for you coming at you if you're done with your movie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, and I mean, I'm just going to mention Star Trek Lower Decks. That season's coming out, I want to say later in the summer, which, again, I can't wait for the crossover in Strange New Worlds. Hopefully that happens sooner than later in the season, because I don't know that I can't wait for some live action Jack Quaid, Ensign Boimler, and Tawny Newsome. Just yeah. Like
I just dove into it, actually. I went through almost the whole first season super fast.
What?
Yeah. Well, Diablo 4 completely stole me from it. Yeah, I was mainlining it pretty hard. So it's funny.
What do you think?
It's so good. Yeah. It's so good. I mean, I knew it was, but damn it. That's so good. Excuse
me. Yeah.
A movie I'm looking forward to is coming out actually next week or maybe the week after. Wes Anderson's Asteroid City.
Oh, yeah.
That does look good.
Yeah, it looks like Steve Zissou in space. I'm so here for it.
We got like a 7-minute standing ovation or something like that at Cannes, which is
right.
Yeah, it's got all the Wes Anderson favorites in it.
That's right.
So I can't wait.
Yeah, Nate, go for TV shows.
Go for TV. 10-4, good buddy. Secret Invasion coming out here next week.
Oh, that's right.
Disney Plus. I'm super excited. So we got next Wednesday. It's going to be crazy, and I can't wait. The Witcher season 3, the following week.
We got a trailer.
That's in 2 weeks. So that'll be the end of the Cavill Witcher, or our Witcher, as he will forever be known. Let's see. What We Do in the Shadows, season 5.
Yes.
In July. I'm so far behind in the show. I really need to get back into it.
Last season was great. That's what I heard. Last season was so good. Yeah.
Ahsoka on Disney Plus, that's at the end of August. That's going to be huge. We're rewatching all of Rebels right now, which is a fucking chore. I forgot how many there are. It's not a chore, though. I should say there's just a lot there.
Right.
The writing and everything is fantastic. I forgot how good that show is. Loki season 2.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting a lot of background noise. I'm not sure what that's
called. Okay, we can't hear it. So.
Yeah, we'll fix it in post. Loki season 2 in October 6th, which will be great. That looks fantastic. I'm excited to see how that actually shows up. Echo, Disney Plus also, November 29th. That's the one they're dropping all 6-hour-long episodes at once.
That's right.
Skeleton Crew, Star Wars show with Jude Law.
Oh, that's right.
Disney Plus is supposed to come out this year. So is Agatha, Coven of Chaos. With Catherine Hahn, that's supposed to be this year still. Excellent. So TBD. Ironheart, supposed to be this year, TBD. And then Dune, the Sisterhood on HBO Max, or The Max. Is also supposed to be this year. So a bunch of good stuff to look forward to. And I'm sure I missed some things, but that's what I got.
All right, cool. Joe, anything else on your list?
The new Futurama should be
that's
coming out.
Right.
In a few weeks or...
Yeah,
at some point. Sometime this summer.
Right. Yeah.
With all the original cast, with Bender.
Oh man, that's so great.
I'm so
glad they were able to put their stuff together.
Right. Like if you can't get everybody on board, just don't do it.
No, just don't do it. Just don't do it.
Like we got plenty of Futurama.
Right. Yeah.
Don't fuck it up.
All right. Nate, anything else?
No, that's it. That was the end of the list.
All right.
You got to the root.
We got to it. Anything else to mention before we part ways? Mm-hmm. And that's it. So what are you guys looking forward to this summer? What games are you playing? What TV shows are you looking forward to? What movies are you looking forward to? Let us know. You can find us on Facebook at the Rum and Regret Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter at @Rum_Regret. Joe, where can they find you?
At Joe Chickadee on the socials or at joechickadee.com.
Nate, where can they find you? You're muted, sir.
Sure. Avid Gamer, AV1D Gamer on all the socials and your gaming platforms of choice. And it's also Avid Gamer followed by a bunch of numbers for Diablo if you want to multiplay in hell. So hit me up.
All right. Yeah. You just might get a friend request from me. So if you look, look for Crazy Drake on your gaming platform of choice, or Crazy Drake on Facebook, Andrew Drake on Twitter. And until the next time, we have spoken.
Batman's a fascist.
Don't forget to watch Mrs. Davis or On the Cock.
Who are the ad wizards that came up with this one?